So, ready?
Yeah.
So, topics for today is opportunities. The opportunities of being locked down. For instance, first thing, we're invited to slow down until we reach standstill. To be honest, the French are just a week ahead of you and they haven't reached that point yet. So it may take a little while, it may. But there we are. Lockdown is about staying at home or maybe working from home, which for some is possible, for others is not. And in any case, we are invited to change the way we look at things and the way we do things. So for those who are in a medical care or for those who are in food industry or services which are still active, they will be super busy. So for them, there's no stop, no lockdown, no nothing. Some of you may be part of that, but not all of us. And then there are many of you who will start doing work from home, a lot more of it, and who will be in two lives at the same time, like the lockdown and the intense interaction online, which is different. And some of you will have nothing like a connection, the usual connection you have with your surroundings, your community and things. So whether it's one or the other situation doesn't make any difference. The point now is that we are forced to slow down because of this virus. But it's not the actual reason. We are slowing down because we need to come to that still point called standstill. So we have a choice. We can choose it instead of resenting it. Like all the plans go in a different way. None of what was expected will happen. Yes. But if we chose it, it's a lot better. Like some of you said already, for many people, there's a sense of relief. There's a respite coming, some rest. Many people are sleeping a lot. They need a lot of rest and they're actually enjoying it. Many find that it's good to have stopped the vicious circle and the ever-running 24/7 schedule. Now, for those in healthcare and other industries that are very active, there'll be no such thing. So the only respite they will have is to recenter, to come back to self, or to just get a little bit of a recharge, a filling up of energy. But in any case, I would invite you to accept, I think most of you are not in healthcare. So to accept the lockdown to be a possibility for slowing down, I mean, radically and quickly. Why? Because we need a reset. We won't make it to the next phase of evolution if we don't stop. So actually we're being helped. If you can take that as a positive statement, it becomes something different. So slowing down rather than filling up the empty spaces, allowing space and time for rest and gradually going towards moments or long periods of nothing, doing nothing. It sounds a little counterintuitive because many of you feel that they might be doing other things instead of what they normally do. And it's a temptation at first, but it's not the point. We have to slow down and come to doing nothing. Now, another thing I wanted to emphasize regarding the lockdown itself, and it is that your situation is perfect the way it is. Maybe you are on your own, like myself, in a little flat or in a big house. You're by yourself and you may find that community would be a good thing, that friends would be very welcome, and you can't have them at home. It's perfect. Maybe you find yourself with your partner, with whom you have a marital life or not, but you are living together, but sometimes a lot more away from each other than together. This is perfect. Maybe you find yourself in a big or small house or flat with a family, with 2, 3, 4 more people, elderly, youngsters. This is perfect. Why is it perfect? Because that personal situation is designed, grand picture, bigger picture, is designed exactly for us to be able to address the stuff we need to address. So sometimes we'll have to address certain things privately, and some other times we have to address other things. And that's exactly why we are alone or with other people. Just take a moment to consider that. It's just the first day of lockdown. We can anticipate that not all of it will be easy. Even though you may argue that having a garden is a good thing, don't think it helps you with that kind of issues, such as addressing your own stuff. It sometimes helps to have private rooms, like where somewhere you can withdraw to when you need to be alone. But even that may not be the answer. We have to face ourselves, and this is a great opportunity. And as you are focusing on yourself for a little while, would you give a minute of attention to another thing, which is, can you just feel the state of mind and heart you're in right now, this minute? So what this first day of confinement has brought to the surface already, and what is underlying? So you feel this way or that way. So with regard to slowing down enough to come to a standstill point, it is our personal responsibility. Many people won't manage that very well, but people who are aware and aware of all of us being in the same boat, but also all of us wanting to move on to the next phase of evolution for humanity, those who are aware will have to take that responsibility just for themselves. It's hard enough. So that's the first point I wanted to raise. Now, there's another thing, the emotions. Obviously, there's this huge pandemic of the coronavirus. But there's an equally big, even though not so visible, epidemic of emotional stuff. They are correlated, of course. So if the pandemic of the coronavirus has visible effects on us, such as the lockdown, the other one, the emotional one, is totally invisible, although it's palpable. I think I already mentioned that last time we spoke, but this week, today, after 7 days of being in Paris, in my little community, I can tell you that the density has become huge. The thickness of that cloud of emotional stuff, mental stuff that is being nurtured constantly by people doing conscious or unconscious things with their minds and heart, this is unbelievable. It's so strong that it sometimes goes, yet it also helps us slow down. The density increasing, the momentum is slowing down. Doesn't mean that we have to invest in feeding the cloud any further. So what is this cloud made of? Of course, emotions we share with each other. And the problem is, it's a double movement. So every emotion we feel, and there's a lot of fear, obviously. There's a lot of anger, there's a lot of resentment, frustration, things. every emotion we feel tends to feed the global cloud of emotional stuff around the earth. And since it's a pandemic, it's all around the earth, so there's no part of the world that is safe. Similarly, because there is such a huge amount of emotional stuff that is mostly unprocessed and mostly unconscious, the greater part of it is unconscious, it tends to impact on you all the time, whether you're aware of it or not. And this I could measure, I promise, in the past 7 days, which I have spent by myself on my own in that house. It became nearly unbearable around day 5. So I could hardly move. So the impact is really strong. So fear, of course, fear. There's a lot of fear, fear of death, or fear of losing dear ones, or fear of lack, or scarcity, or fear of the future, the unknown. These are the main big fears that are running around at the minute. I mentioned frustration, despondency, being disempowered, being lost sometimes. There's a lot of that as well. So it means that we'll have to be extremely careful with the kind of food we give our minds and hearts. The kind of news we watch, how many and how much and how often, news or just not news, and the kind of mental food we feed ourselves with, and the kind of emotional stuff we let in or out. So the way we interact with others is totally dependent on the way we feed ourselves emotionally and mentally. We have to be careful because there's enough of that stuff to make the cloud so thick that you can't even see where you take the next step. And it's not a strong position. It doesn't help us. We'll have to be able to take the right direction. So would you just for a moment focus on yourself, close your eyes, sit heavily, make your body dense and heavy enough so it can hold any emotions you have felt or are feeling right now. The emotions that have been active during this first day of lockdown. The emotions that are underlying, but you suspect are going to surface sooner or later because you are aware of your emotions sometimes. And please, 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 if you feel that your emotional state is getting very wobbly, for whatever reason, reduce the amount of stuff you read or watch. Do that. It doesn't matter if you don't know everything. I think it's much better you don't know too much because most of the news are fake anyway or distorted. And also having acknowledged the kind of emotions that have been active for you today, be aware there will be many more coming up, the same ones and many others, and that it is your responsibility to look after them. Because if you're aware enough, you don't want to pollute. You don't want to contaminate any further than there is. And it is the case at the moment. So you'd be responsible to transform or transmute. Since you're sitting heavily on your chair, you can always download and bring all the stuff down to the earth. Can bring it down to the earth. You don't know what you do with that heavy kind of emotion, you just release it. But this is not going to be enough because emotions get heavier and heavier as you are in lower frequencies. So you also have to take the responsibility to lift yourself up to a higher frequency. So just now, as you're sitting, find your alignment between earth beneath your feet and soars far above your head. Just find your alignment. It's like a click. And lift yourself to the best part of you, to the highest level of consciousness, to the highest frequency you can hold. This is what you will need to do as well. Some emotions you'll have to process, others you'll have to release, but you also have the responsibility to lift yourself up again and again and again, several times a day, because the situation, as you know, is very unstable. And because it will hit us in a way or in another. We don't know how, we don't know when and whom, but it will hit us because it's a pandemic. Because the pandemic is part of a bigger change. So if it didn't affect us, it wouldn't be more than a movie. It's not a movie, it's real life. So just stay with that for a little while. Real life, my emotions, the way I experience them, and my responsibility to acknowledge, accept and transform them, transcend them or release them. You want to be a beacon of light. Right. And this takes me to the third point I want you to raise, which is projections. Okay, you know, many people have very good will and have very good intentions, and they want to serve and support, and they are compassionate and empathetic, and they want to do things to help because maybe they are a bit idle and have less to do than normal. This is all well. Just that sometimes when I want to do something really beautiful for others, and I do so, I'm not in a perfect state of mind and heart, which is that I probably am not centered enough to send, offer, give whatever I want to do from a place of being unsettled, troubled. A good example is I'm in fear. So I'm in fear and I want to send positive wishes to an old auntie or maybe to my students or to my friends. But from that place of fear, I may write a beautiful card to my aunt and I may send a beautiful whatever to my students, friends. But when I send, when I press the send button or put the letter in the letterbox, if I'm full of fear, I will pass the fear as well. So this is not a good place. This is not a good thing to do. So we have to be extremely aware of that because it's very well spread among people who are spiritually minded. All the goodwill, intention, the sharing that is not supported by a spotless, clean, transparent state of mind is going to poison as you want to be generous. It's not what you want to do. Some of the projections are also due to beliefs, such as God's will, inshallah, will happen what will happen. So when you have that kind of input in the global emotional web, what you do is you disempower people who could be ready to take the stand and start working on their own responsibility. So I would like to insist, make sure that you are not consciously or unconsciously projecting your own emotional state whenever you want to share something with anybody. And if you should notice that actually there's a little bit of unsettled, wait. You are ready to send the email and you wait. It's a beautiful thing you want to share, but you wait until you've perfectly sent it to send it, until your mind is clear and sharp, until your heart is open and not troubled. And should your heart stay troubled for 3 days, wait for 3 days. It's a lot better to not spread more of that stuff. So maybe you can think back today. You may have been in that state where you wanted to help or support or give, or people may have asked you to give something. Could you check in retrospect if by any chance you were not possibly in a slightly troubled state? Just check, look back, watch the scene, the way you did, the way you answered, the kind of answer and the energy. And if you notice that it was not that clean, don't blame yourself. But try and find another way for next time. That would be lovely. That would be really good if you could hear, if you could be there and do it well. Well being not the perfect response or the perfect present or support, but just perfect will be whatever happens, including nothing. That is just an expression of that stillness and void you have inside, because this will be very useful for all. So it requires, as I said before already, that we check a few times a day if we are really there where we believe we are. It's not going to be enough to have a nice practice sometime, morning, evening. We have to check once and again because the wobbles are really strong. Right. And there is one more thing I wanted to share, and this is a kind of a bigger picture again. Whatever happens now in your country, in other countries, in the world, this is happening right now for a reason. It's not fate. It's not something we shouldn't have, we could have avoided, we should have, could have done differently. It happens because it's necessary. In a bigger picture, it's a phase of our evolution, of our upgrade, of our transformation, so we can finally access the 5D reality we've been dreaming of for decades. We are super ready. Nobody isn't ready. We couldn't be readier. We've been waiting for that our whole life. This is exactly why we came and are alive right now. You know, there is this big false matrix around our lives that has distorted our understanding, our perception, our experience of reality. All of you are aware of that. It's impossible not to be locked in the false matrix because we are part of it. But it is our responsibility again, as conscious beings, to try and see through it, through the net, through the web of all sorts of distortions, and sometimes have a glimpse of what is beyond. Because the reality we are experiencing is not it. It's just a poor version that is completely altered, biased, corrupted of what reality is. So please, again and again, try and see through the veil and don't take anything that you receive for granted until you feel deep in your heart that it's true. And don't forget that we have resources, that we have also extraordinary resources for extraordinary times, like now. So you can rely on your inner strengths, your inner resources for special, exceptional challenges. I'd like to invite you to become that dot of light that can, like a beacon, illuminate the space just around you. And you know there is a network of many little dots around the Earth ball covering the entire planet that are just shining their little light and that make a huge difference. So it's time now to be responsible for that and take the responsibility to shine. So just get your alignment right again. Tall, aligned, present, centered, super centered. And decide to honor your destiny. To honor your destiny by being fully aware, conscious, and actively part of the network of light. We are responsible for our own evolution, which we take in our own time, at our own pace, for sure. But now is a big time of collective evolution. So if you want to be part of it, you have to take responsibility for your own life. So I repeat, it implies firstly, responsibility for yourself and for your own slowing down until you reach the zero point. You need that. We all do. Remembering that your situation is perfectly designed for that. Secondly, you have a responsibility for your emotional and mental state and for not polluting, contaminating the global cloud any longer. Thirdly, we have to be super aware and careful not to project anything from our own unresolved stuff into our community, whether local or distant. We have to be ready to put things on hold when we cannot keep the frequency of pure light. And this happens. So again, there's no blame. And finally, the invitation is to hold your light as high, as firmly as you possibly can. And remember that every single one of us is needed with our own talents and capacities for that change and final phase of the ascension to be complete. So close your eyes again. Take a few moments. Settle within yourself. You may put one hand on your heart if you want. And just acknowledge that this is the perfect moment we've been waiting for all our lives. And don't resist it. Yes, very good. So that's what I wanted to share with you tonight.